Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra and all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Shrota Gana Shuna Kori Ekaman Ratayatriya Nritya Prabhu Parama Mohan. All glories to the listeners of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Ratayatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya as follows. After bathing early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the deities, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, get aboard their three carts. This function is called Pandu Vijay. At that time, King Prataparudra took a broom with a golden handle and began to cleanse the road. Lord Jagannath took permission from the Goddess of Fortune and then started in the car for the Gundicha temple. The road to the temple led along a broad sandy beach, and on both sides of the road were residential quarters, houses, and gardens. Along that road, the servants called godas began to pull the cars. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided his Sankirtan party into seven divisions, with two murdangas in each division. There were altogether 14 murdangas. While performing kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited various symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, and Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exchanged their feelings very blissfully. When the cars reached the place known as Balagandhi, the devotees offered the deity simple food. At this time, in a nearby garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees took a brief rest from the dancing. Today, we have the most blessed fortune of coming together to celebrate this ancient and devotional festival of Sri Jagannath Ratayatra. This Ratayatra festival has been taking place since time immemorial in the great place of Sri Jagannath Puri. Here in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the beautiful description of how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally brought his devotees together to celebrate this most wonderful occasion. It is described that previous to the day of Ratayatra, Lord Chaitanya brought together some of the superintendents of the temple and his confidential devotees and told him that during the Ratayatra, Jagannath goes from his temple, the Jagannath temple, which represents Dwarka, to the Gundicha temple, which represents Vrindavan. So before bringing Jagannath to the Gundicha temple, it must be thoroughly clean and purified. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, himself told his devotees that I want to lead you all in cleaning the Gundicha temple. You bring 100 brooms and 100 buckets for water. So the devotees, early the next morning, they all came together. And they were requesting that we will clean the temple. But you, my Lord, there is no need for you to do this menial work. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu insisted that he personally accept the menial service of a sweeper and a cleaner for Lord Jagannath. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as confirmed in the Shastras, is the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, the proprietor of all that exists, the controller of material and spiritual worlds. In the Gita, Krishna explains, Aham Saravasya Prabhavo Mat Saravam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajante Mamburha Bhava Samanvita. That I am the source of everything. Everything emanates from me. And those who are wise understand this, and they worship me with great love and devotion. And Krishna explained these principles in the Gita. But to practically show by his own example how to surrender to Krishna with one's body, mind, words, and life, the Lord appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age of Kali in the role of his own devotee. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to sweep with a broom in the temple. And all of his associates followed his example. And they swept, and they swept, and they swept. And all the devotees together gathered all the dust and dirt and particles that they gathered and put it in one pile. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gathered all his dust and dirt and put it in another pile. And it was far bigger than all the devotees together. The Lord wanted to show us that if we want to clean our hearts, if we want to make our minds appropriate for Krishna to come and sit, then we must be very, very enthusiastic, very determined in the process of devotional service. After the Lord took with his own cloth all the dirt and personally brought it and put it outside as all the others. And then Lord Chaitanya said, it is still not clean enough for the Lord to come. We must sweep again for finer and finer particles. And again they swept and brought it outside. And then he told his devotees, now more fine particles must be found and taken out of this temple. Until practically every particle of dust was cleansed from every corner, every crack, every part of the temple. And then hundreds of buckets of water were used to wash the ceiling, the walls, the floors, everything washed again and again and again. And then they'd let the water out and wash again. And then Lord Chaitanya, along with his associates, with their own cloths, they began to polish the altar, polish the thrones, polish the kitchen, polish the floors, the walls, the ceiling. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that this cleansing of the Gundicha temple is very important for all devotees to understand. Gundicha temple in this represents Vrindavan, but it also represents our own hearts. If we want Krishna to sit in the throne of our heart and reveal himself to us, then our heart must be perfectly cleansed. And what is the process of cleansing the heart? Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. By constantly hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Cheto Dharapana Marajanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Sreya Khairava Chandrakavataranam Vijavabhu Jivanam Anandam Buddhivaradhanam Pratipatam Punam Ratashvaranam Saravatmasnaparam Param Jayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. When we chant the holy names, the name is none different than Krishna. One name of Krishna is Pavitra. Oma Pavitra Pavitro Vasarvavastam Gotovi. Krishna is all pure. And similarly, his name is all pure. And when we associate intimately with his name, naturally we become purified. Association is what creates our consciousness. Srila Prabhupada used the example. If you put an iron rod in fire, it takes the quality of fire. It becomes red and hot, burning. And if you touch it, you touch fire itself. But if you take that same iron rod and you place it in ice, it becomes ice cold. And if you touch it, it is like touching the ice. What we associate with, we become. This is the law of nature. It is inescapable. If we associate with materialistic people, with egoistic people, we will certainly, without doubt, become materialistic and egoistic. If we associate with the Lord and his devotees, we become godly and we become devotional. When we associate with Krishna's name, which is all pure, we become purified. Therefore, the greatest of all benedictions for all humanity is this congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Because this chanting, Cheto Dharapana Maratam, cleanses our heart. And what does it cleanse our heart from? All of the contaminations of material attachments and conceptions. Lust, anger, pride, greed, and so forth. We must chant the holy names very carefully, guarding against the 10 offenses, if we want the chanting to have real effect. And we have to chant in a mood of service. There are many mantras given in the Vedas, but there is one mantra which is considered Mahamantra. It is particularly recommended in this age of Kali to chant this Mahamantra. Just like in the medical store, there are so many medicines, and many of those medicines may be authorized, proper medicines. But there's a particular medicine for your particular disease. If you take other medicines, they may be good, but they may not work for you. So there is a prescription. In the same way, there are many mantras, there are many processes of religion and yoga given in the various scriptures. Iti sodashakam namnam kali kalmasha nashanam. But in this age of Kali, there is a particular mantra which is prescribed especially for the disease that everyone is suffering. And that is the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. As we are cleaning our heart through the chanting of God's holy names, we should know that the surroundings of the world, and due to our own previous conditionings, there is the tendency to again collect dirt and put it back in. The Bhagavatam describes, just as when the elephant goes to the lake to take its bath and becomes nicely clean, and then comes out, the elephant will often roll in the ground and cover himself with dirt again. So in the same way, if we do not carefully guard against the offenses to the holy name, even though we chant and we clean our heart, we again put more contaminations and dirt upon our heart, and thus making our heart not a fit place for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to sit and to reveal himself to us, which is the perfection of life and the eternal longing of every soul, is simply to be unlimitedly attracted to Krishna with love, and to surrender all one's activities, all one's thoughts, all one's words internally to Krishna with love. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very carefully showed us all how to cleanse our hearts by the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. And the next day, Ratha Yatra was to begin. The first ceremony of Ratha Yatra is called Pandu Vijay, where the Dayatas, the servants of the Lord, carry Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra to their carts from the temple. In Jagannath Puri, these deities are very, very large in size, and it takes many to carry with silken ropes. And they lift with these ropes and with their strong arms, and they put on one pillow, and then they lift to another pillow, all the way to the cart. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, after taking their early morning bath, having the darshan of Lord Jagannath, they witness this wonderful, wonderful pastime. And then, a wonderful thing took place. The king of all of Orissa, Maharaj Prataparudra, who was such a powerful king that he was undefeatable by even the great Mughal conquerors that were manipulating and exploiting India for so many long years. Even the greatest of them came to Orissa, but Maharaj Prataparudra, with his powerful armies and his great determination, defeated them. But he was such a compassionate, loving, devotional soul that he considered himself only to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Therefore, to inaugurate this great procession, Maharaj Prataparudra himself came in the garb of a street sweeper, and with a golden-handled broom, he began to sweep the street. Now, as you know, in India, the occupation of a street sweeper is not very distinguished. In fact, it is considered almost an untouchable type of service by society. Generally, those who are street sweepers or bhangis, they carry, in the old days, when they didn't have sanitation and plumbing facilities, they would go to the rich people's house and they would carry the night soil, the waste from their bodies on their heads. And the whole day just covered with dust and dirt. Such a menial service. But Maharaj Prataparudra wanted to show the world his inner intention. Although he was king, and he was living in a grand palace, and he had so many servants and armies and so much wealth and power, in his heart of hearts, he only had one ambition: to be the menial, humble servant of the Lord and his devotees. As he swept the street, not only for Lord Jagannath, but he also swept so that the street would be a nice place for the devotees to dance. By taking this most menial service, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased with him. Previously, Maharaj Prataparudra requested through Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, and others to have a meeting with Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya, as a sannyasi, would always refuse. That I cannot meet with such a person as a king. He is a worldly man. always dealing with money, always associating with the opposite sex. Just by being king means he's always in a contaminated state of material association. Niskinchanasya bhagava bhajano mukasya param param jagamasur bhavasagarasya. Mahaprabhu explained that for one who desires to cross over this ocean of birth and death and attain the loving service of Krishna, to associate with materialistic people is more deadly than drinking poison willingly. More deadly. Because if you drink poison, it will only kill this temporary body, which is destined to die in a few years at the most only. But by associating with worldly people, it kills our propensity, our inclination to serve Krishna. It kills the natural inclination of loving soul, the loving soul toward God. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not meet the king. But when he saw that the king was taking a humble position, he changed his mind and decided then that I will give him my great mercy. I will fulfill all of his desires. Trinadapi sunichena, tadorapi sahishnana, amanina manadena kirataniya sadahari. Maharaj Prataparudra, previous to this incident, was doing such grand service for the Vaishnavas. He was arranging massive prasad distribution. He was making all the arrangements indirectly for all the devotees' residential quarters. He was creating every type of facility in the entire kingdom in a service to Jagannath and the devotees. In fact, he himself, through Kashi Mishra, the superintendent of Jagannath Temple, was very careful to make sure everything in Jagannath's worship was first class. And although he was doing such big, big, grand, wonderful seva for the Lord, Mahaprabhu would not see him. But when he took the position of a menial street sweeper, then the Lord said, "Yes, I will show him my great mercy." This is a very important principle for all devotees to understand. In whatever service we perform, we want to do it in the most wonderful way possible. But unless it is done in a menial spirit of a servant with humility toward the Lord and the devotees, the Lord is not really pleased with our service. Trinadapi sunichena, tadorapi sahishnana, amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. This is the golden rule of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. To be more humble than a blade of grass. To be more tolerant than a tree. To be ready to offer all respect to others and to expect none in return. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. And then he took his Sankirtan party and he divided it into 7 divisions. First, he got in each party 1 kirtan singer and 1 lead dancer and 2 murdungas and many kartals and people responding to the chanting. In the first party, he appointed Swarup Damodar Goswami to sing the kirtan, and Sri Advaita Acharya, that great avatar of Sri Mahavishnu, to be the lead dancer. In the second party, Srivas Thakur, who is the avatar of Sri Narada Muni, was the lead singer, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is Lord Balaram himself, was the lead dancer. In the next party, Mukunda Dat, whose singing was so sweet that it would melt the devotees' hearts every time he would sing beautiful slokas and songs in glorification of the Lord. Mukunda was the lead singer, and Haridas Thakur, that great avatar of Lord Brahma, was the dancer. In the next party, Govinda Ghosh was the lead singer, and Sri Vrakreshwar Pandit who is none other than Vishnu himself, was the dancer. And then the residents of Shantipur were appointed to lead one party, and Achyutananda, the favorite son of Advaitacharya, was the dancer. The residents of Kulinagram and Satyaraj was the lead dancer. And then the residents of Srikanda, Narahari and Ramananda, were the really dancers. And when they began the kirtan, it was tumultuous. 14 murdangas, so many voices echoing in all directions. The whole sky was filled with the beautiful sound of devotees chanting the holy names. And as they began to chant, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so pleased that he began to dance. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dance was the greatest manifestation of divine beauty that has ever been revealed to this creation. He danced in such a graceful and beautiful way, and he began to go from one group to the other. And then he performed a great miracle. He appeared in all 7 kirtan groups simultaneously. And each of the kirtan groups were thinking that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gaurasundar, is only with us. So many kirtans are going on, but he is so pleased upon us that he remains only with us. Only those very fortunate devotees could understand that he was actually in all 7 simultaneously. And one of those devotees was Maharaj Prataparudra. Because he pleased the Lord by his menial service, he was able to see what nobody else could see. And as the Lord was dancing, and as he was singing, he was inspiring everyone to become more and more enthusiastic to loudly cry out the holy names of Krishna. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Sometimes he would arrange the kirtan. So 4 of the kirtan groups were in front of Jagannath's cart. 2 were on either sides, and 1 was behind. There were 3 carts. Jagannath had his cart, Balaram had his cart, and Subhadra Devi had her cart. And as the carts were moving through the streets, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to exhibit the most wonderful, wonderful symptoms of ecstatic love. Tears would pour from his eyes like syringes. From his body, it was covered with large goosebumps, and his hair, every hair of his body was standing stiff and erect. Sometimes his teeth would chatter so hard and so fast that it appeared that all of his teeth were going to fall out. Sometimes his body would be covered with perspiration, and at other times from every pore of his body, pure nectarine blood would pour out. Other times foam would pour out of his mouth. And one devotee of the name Shubhananda, who is very expert at relishing divine mellows, he caught the foam and very pleasingly drank it. As Mahaprabhu would dance, sometimes his limbs would be disjointed. Sometimes when he would place any of his feet on the ground, it appeared that his foot was so heavy that the entire earth began to tilt. Sometimes he would jump very high. Sometimes he would spin around so fast, it was like a firebrand. Sri Srila Prabhupada explains, if you take a stick of fire and you make it go around so fast, it appears like one circle. Mahaprabhu was spinning and jumping and dancing in such wonderful ways, completely captivating the attention of everyone. In fact, anyone who even saw the beautiful dance of Lord Gauranga attained pure love of Krishna. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! All of the devotees, in order to please the Lord, they were all so wonderfully taking part in this kirtan. And Lord Jagannath himself was watching. And sometimes, as Lord Jagannath was seeing the beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing, he became struck with wonder. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would go behind the cart and Lord Jagannath would stop, and however hard people tried to pull, he wouldn't move because he wanted to show Lord Chaitanya that he was waiting to see him again. It was only when Lord Chaitanya would come in front of the cart dancing that Lord Jagannath would smile and move forward. As Lord Chaitanya was dancing before Lord Jagannath, he was in the mood of Srimati Radharani. We understand, according to Shastra, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna who appeared with the Mahabhava, with the ecstasy of love of Srimati Radharani. Radharani is the Ladini Shakti, the eternal pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the reservoir of all bhakti, of all devotion. As Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, Srimati Radharani is the supreme enjoyed. She is non-different than Krishna, but she exists only to give pleasure to Krishna. And Sri Krishna only exists to receive pleasure from Srimati Radharani. And the whole spiritual world and all the material worlds, all of existence, has simply been manifested for one purpose: to create an atmosphere, an environment by which Radha and Krishna could enjoy their loving pastimes together. To understand this principle is the highest truth and the conclusion of all the Vedas. But Krishna, seeing the beauty, the charm, and the love of Srimati Radharani, himself becomes so conquered that he wanted to taste the sweetness of Radharani's love. He wanted to see what it was about himself that so much attracted her mind. And he wanted to experience the happiness of her loving service toward him. So Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared in this world with the inner love, devotion, and heart of Srimati Radharani, just to taste her own spiritual devotional nature. But at the same time, he came as the Yuga Avatar to give everyone entrance into the loving Leela of Radha and Krishna through the simple process of the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So when Lord Chaitanya was dancing before Jagannath, it is explained that he was in the mood of Srimati Radharani when she went to meet Lord Krishna at Kurukshetra. And he was offering prayers of that nature. That Krishna, here in Kurukshetra, you have appeared to meet the Brijabasis during the solar eclipse. But your appearance is not Govinda, the simple cowherd boy that would meet us in Vrindavan, in the beautiful forest on the bank of the Jamuna. Here you are Dwarkadish, you are king, and there are so many chariots and beautifully decorated elephants and so many thousands of queens and soldiers, and here you wear crowns and beautiful armor. I want to take you back to Vrindavan, where you are decorated by the beautiful Malati flowers, where there's a peacock feather decorating your beautiful divine form. She was longing to see that Vrindavan Chandra. So in her heart, in her mind, along with the Brijabasis, they created carts, and they put Krishna, who is Jagannath, his elder brother Balaram, and his sister Subhadra, each on a car, and in their minds, pulling them to Vrindavan. This is the meaning of Ratha Yatra. The love of the devotees of Vrindavan, bringing Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra from Jagannath temple, which is Dwarka Dham, to Gundicha temple, Vrindavan. And this was the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he was dancing. And therefore, he was bringing the greatest pleasure to Jagannath. And King Prataparudra, because he was blessed by the Lord, and a few other very, very confidential devotees were revealed this inner truth. They saw that Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya are the same person, simply experiencing the most wonderful, divine, loving exchanges for the pleasure of one another. So in this way, the beautiful Ratha Yatra was taking place. At one time, during the dancing of Lord Chaitanya, all of the devotees, to protect him from the large, large crowds, they made circles around him. Nityananda Prabhu himself, he started holding the hands of other devotees and made one circle around the Lord. And then Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's servant in Kashishwar, they made another circle, a second circle, all holding hands. And then Maharaj Prataparudra and his associates, holding hands, made a third circle as Lord Chaitanya was dancing so beautifully, the dance of supreme love. We should know that when we dance in kirtan, we cannot imitate the great souls, but we can follow in their footsteps. When we dance, it is not like the dances of this world, where people are trying to attract each other to their own material forms. It is not an idea of sense gratification. But in kirtan, the dancing is an accompaniment to the holy name. Krishna has given us a tongue, so we use it to glorify him by singing his holy names. Krishna has given us eyes, so we use them during kirtan to see the beautiful form of the Lord and his devotees. Krishna has given so many limbs of our body. When we dance in kirtan, we are offering each and every one of our limbs as an offering of humble devotion and service for the pleasure of the Lord. It is an offering. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya taught this wonderful process. When we raise our arms dancing, we are offering our body, our mind, our soul. We are offering our life at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna as we chant his holy name. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. As he was dancing, Maharaj Prataparudra was watching him with so much pleasure. And he was with his servant, Harish Chanda. And Srivas Thakur was so enrapt in watching, but he was standing right in the way of Srivas. So the servant, Harish Chandan, he was trying to move Srivas, that the king wants to see, please move, move, move. But Srivas was not aware of anything except Lord Chaitanya's dancing. So the servant of the king kept trying to move him again and again and again and again and again. Finally, Srivas turned around and slapped him. Harish Chandan was very upset. He was just about to say some angry words towards Srivas when Maharaj Prataparudra said, "You are so fortunate. You have been touched by Srivas Thakur. I only wish that I could be so fortunate to have been slapped by Srivas." In this way, King Prataparudra showed us that the mercy of the Vaishnavas comes in many wonderful forms. And we benefit to the degree we are able to be grateful and appreciate whatever form the Vaishnava's mercy comes upon us. Because the Vaishnava's mercy is the blessing of God. Sometimes it appears very sweet, like a rose. Sometimes very hard, like a thunderbolt. And the real capacity in which we receive the mercy of the Lord is the gratitude of our heart of accepting it and responding positively through devotional service. The kirtan came to a place called Balagandhi. This Balagandhi is a very, very special part of the Rath Yatra, where Jagannath's car stops. And at that time, everyone is allowed to make offerings to Jagannath. All the distinguished people, all the simple people, all the pilgrims that come from distant places, they all cook at their homes or whatever residences they may have, and they bring the pure vegetarian foods to Lord Jagannath. And all around the cart, there's just hundreds, thousands, thousands and thousands of wonderful, wonderful, wonderful offerings by everyone. And Jagannath accepts all of them. During this Balagandhi festival, during Rath Yatra, there's no hard and fast rules. During this time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was dancing so enthusiastically throughout the entire day, he went into a garden. And in that garden, he laid on a little platform under a tree to rest. And all of his devotees, each one went under a different tree to lay down and rest. At that time, Maharaj Prataparudra was sent by Ramananda Raya and Sarvabhauma in the clothes of a mendicant, of a sadhu. And they told him exactly how to massage the Lord's legs and feet and what verses he should chant. So he went in the garden and he bowed down with great humility. And as the Lord was laying, he began to massage his lotus feet and massage his legs. And he began to chant those beautiful slokas from the Gopi Gita of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning with Jayati Te Dikam Janmana Braja. And Lord Chaitanya was taking great pleasure in hearing these verses. And then he came to the verse, Tavakatam Ratam Tapta Jivanam. And when Lord Chaitanya heard that verse, such a beautiful sloka. The translation is that the glories of the Lord, when they are sung, they are like rivers of nectar. And the songs of the glorification of the Lord's names and forms and pastimes can purify the entire universe. And when one tastes the nectar of this, of the narrations of the Lord, one's life becomes purified and perfect. And those who chant his names and preach his glories, they are the most munificent of all welfare workers throughout the world. As Maharaj Prataparudra chanted this sloka, Lord Chaitanya, he got up and he said, "You are the most munificent. You are the most munificent." And he began to embrace him. And as the Lord embraced Maharaj Prataparudra, their bodies began to tremble and tears flowed from their eyes in love for one another. And Lord Chaitanya asked, "Who are you? Where have you come from?" Of course, the Lord knew that he was the king. But just to show him causeless mercy, He appeared to not know. He replied that I am only the servant of your servants, and my only aspiration in life is to be the most menial servant of all your servants. Srila Prabhupada explains in this regard that this is the supreme platform of spiritual consciousness. Some people, they follow religious life, they perform tapasya, they meditate because they want to be God. But this is impossible. You cannot become God. God is always God. God never falls under the illusion of his own energies. God is the master of material nature. We are eternally his parts and parcels. And the perfect state of divine love for that part and parcel is the aspiration to only be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself quoted this verse. Naham vipro nacha narapatir napi vaisho nashudra. Naham varani nacha grihapatir no vanashto jatirva. Kintu prodyan nikila paramananda punamratadbir. Gopi bharatur padakamalayora dasa dasanudas. I aspire not to identify myself as being a Brahmin or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or Shudra, nor a sannyasi, a vanaprastha, a grihastha or brahmachari. I have only one aspiration and I only have one identity eternally, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Sri Krishna. When Prahlad Maharaj underwent such terrible, terrible austerities and inconveniences at the hands of his father, Hiranyakashipu, Lord Narasimhadev appeared. The Supreme Lord himself appeared in this wonderful half-man, half-lion form just to save and protect Prahlad. And he offered him benediction. Anything. And Prahlad aspired for only one benediction. That I may be the servant of your servants. And when Dhruva Maharaj was fighting with the Yakshas, Kuvera, the treasurer of all the Devatas, appeared before him and was satisfied that Dhruva Maharaj compassionately stopped the war. Kuvera has access to all the wealth of all the heavenly abodes. Kuvera promised Dhruva, I will give you anything you desire. And Dhruva asked for only one benediction. The only treasure that can satisfy the soul. Please grant me only this, Dhruva said, that I may be eternally the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. And during Mahaprakash, Kolavecha Sridhar, he was very poor, so poor that his clothes were all torn with holes, patched up. He lived in a house that was just a little hut where the water would flow through. He was so lean and thin because he hardly had enough food to eat or feed his family. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so mercifully revealed his divine form of Krishna to him, the husband of the goddess of fortune, and told him, I will give you anything you like. Take liberation. Take all the opulence of the heavenly planets. Even you can take residence in Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Kolavecha Sridhar refused all of these benedictions. And Srila Prabhupada explains, the only thing he asked for is that he could always remain the humble menial servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord's devotees. This is the supreme benediction. And by Maharaj Pratap Rudra identifying himself in this way, he revealed to the Lord and to the world his pure, perfect consciousness. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with him. Not only did he embrace him and bathe him with his own nectarine tears, but he also revealed his supreme opulences as Krishna to Maharaj Prataparudra and made him promise, do not reveal what you have seen to anyone. Then from the Balagandhi, so much prasad was coming. Maharaj Prataparudra bowed down to Mahaprabhu, and then he arranged for thousands of preparations of prasad. The whole garden was filled with prasad. And Lord Chaitanya sat down to eat with his devotees. And then Lord Chaitanya told the devotees to eat until they are filled up to their necks with Jagannath prasad. And then he said, now you feed everyone. Feed even the beggars, especially the beggars. So all the beggars were sitting down, and Lord Chaitanya was directing the devotees to feed them all. And Lord Chaitanya was invoking everyone to chant, Harivo! And everyone was joyously taking prasad as they were chanting, Harivo! 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 Then it was time for the procession to begin again. And the Daityas began to pull the ropes. And they pulled. But Jagannath's cart would not even move one inch, although they pulled and pulled. So Maharaj Prataparudra, he got all the big, strong wrestlers and told them, you, pull the cart. So these big, big, big wrestlers with muscular bodies, they all began to pull and pull strenuously. But the cart would not move at all. Everyone was struck with wonder. Maharaj Prataparudra called for the elephants of the kingdom, the royal elephants. And the elephants came, and they tied all the elephants to the carts, and the elephants were pulling and pulling. And the elephant trainers were putting their goads, and the elephants were straining. Straining and straining, crying. But the cart would not move at all. And when Lord Chaitanya heard that no one could move the cart, he came with his devotees. His devotees are all not big wrestlers or elephants, just simple devotees. And Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, he freed all the elephants and sent them away, and all the wrestlers. And he put the ropes in the hands of his devotees. And then he personally went behind the cart and with his own beautiful moon-like head, he touched the cart and pushed it. And immediately Jagannath's cart began to rattle and move forward. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! And the dancing and the chanting continued until the beautiful Rath carts arrived at the Gundicha Mandir. And then the Daityas and devotees carried Lord Jagannath Dev, Sri Baladev, Subhadra Devi to their respective thrones. And there, with the devotees, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had beautiful, wonderful dancing kirtan, joyously chanting the holy names of Krishna. Of course, we know that this Rathayatra festival is not only something that Lord Chaitanya, every single year, he would call his devotees from all directions to celebrate with him. But it was very dear to our own spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada was just a little boy in the streets of Calcutta, every year, he and his sister would organize Rathayatra. They would make a little cart with their own hands and put little deities of Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra, and with little ropes they would pull them through the streets. And hundreds and hundreds of residents of Calcutta thought this was so beautiful and so sweet that they would bring preparations and offer to Jagannath and join little Abhay Charan's Rath Yatra ceremony. And when he established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness as the founder, Acharya, it was the fulfillment of his dream to see his followers performing this Rath Yatra in practically every major city of the entire world. Why was Rath Yatra so important? Internally, we will not understand the ecstasy of love that Srila Prabhupada experienced by seeing this wonderful festival of bringing Krishna to Vrindavan. But from the point of view of preaching, which is the inner heart of such great souls, compassion, Srila Prabhupada saw that this Rath Yatra is the most wonderful and merciful of all celebrations, because it is the day that the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes out of his temple to give his darshan to everyone without distinction. Even the lowest sinners, even those who are addicted to all sinful activities, meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, even they can see the beautiful form of Jagannath. Even they could hear the glorious kirtan of the holy name. And taste the wonderful prasad of Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as explained by Rupa Goswami, is the most munificent of all incarnations. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Tveshe Namah. Because he's come to do what no other incarnation has ever attempted to do. Distribute the love of Vrindavan, pure unalloyed bhakti, to everyone. The only price is just to accept his mercy, associate with his devotees, and chant his holy names. During the Rath Yatra, this munificent, magnanimous form of the Lord's mercy is being given to everyone. And what will attract people to this festival is not simply the cart. The deity, of course, Jagannath, is all attractive. But people with material vision, it's very limited how much they can appreciate the beautiful form of the Lord. But what will really attract people is the enthusiasm and the devotion of the Vaishnavas. When they see the devotees dancing joyfully, enthusiastically serving one another, enthusiastic to very kindly serve them. Nice prasad, nice hospitality, wonderful kirtan. It is that atmosphere created by the Vaishnavas that will enable people to see the beauty of Jagannath and to hear the sweetness of their holy name. And thus their hearts will be changed. So we have such a blessed opportunity today to take part in this wonderful, beautiful leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath. And we have the most wonderful opportunity to set the stage for Srila Prabhupada's centennial, its 100th anniversary, by making his desire fulfilled in this great city of Bombay, that everyone receive the mercy of the Lord through his holy name, through his darshan, through his prasad. So as the servant of the servant of the servants of Srila Prabhupada, let us perform great sacrifice today. Jagyai Sankirtanam Prayar. This is the real sacrifice in this age of Kali. To enthusiastically, wonderfully perform the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. In 1972, I remember there was a time Srila Prabhupada was very sick and doctors and disciples told him not to travel. But the devotees in London told Srila Prabhupada that there's a Rath Yatra festival and we're inviting you to come. And devotees were telling the people in London, do not invite Srila Prabhupada, he's not feeling well. But Srila Prabhupada, when he heard they're having a big Rath Yatra, he came to London. And to everyone's great astonishment, the entire route of the Rath procession, which was miles long, Srila Prabhupada danced the entire way along in front of Lord Jagannath with his devotees, inspiring everyone to take shelter of the holy names. Following in his most holy footprints, let us all have a wonderful, wonderful, ecstatic day in Bombay of celebrating Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Balaram Dev ki, Sri Subhadra Devi ki, Sri Jagannath Swami ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki, Nithai Gopremanandi.